It's who you pay, not how you pay them. We expected to find that changes in incentive systems, especially executive incentives, would be highly correlated with making the leap from good to great. With all the attention paid to executive compensation, the shift to stock options, and the huge packages that have become commonplace, surely, we thought, the amount and structure of compensation must play a key role in going from good to great. How else do you get people to do the right things that create great results? We were dead wrong in our expectations. We found no systematic pattern linking executive compensation to the process of going from good to great. The evidence simply does not support the idea that the specific structure of executive compensation acts as a key lever in taking a company from good to great. We spent weeks inputting compensation data from proxy statements and performed 112 separate analyses looking for patterns and correlations. We examined everything we could quantify for the top five officers: cash versus stock, long-term versus short-term incentives, salary versus bonus, and so forth. Some companies used stock extensively, others didn't. Some had high salaries, others didn't. Some made significant use of bonus incentives, others didn't. Most importantly, when we analyzed executive compensation patterns relative to comparison companies, we found no systematic differences on the use of stock or not, high salaries or not, bonus incentives or not, or long-term compensation or not. The only significant difference we found was that the good-to-great executives received slightly less total cash compensation 10 years after the transition than their counterparts at the still mediocre comparison companies. Not that executive compensation is irrelevant. You have to be basically rational and reasonable. I doubt that Coleman Mockler, David Maxwell, or Darwin Smith would have worked for free, and the good-to-great companies did spend time thinking about the issue. But once you've structured something that makes basic sense, executive compensation falls away as a distinguishing variable in moving an organization from good to great. Why might that be? It is simply a manifestation of the first who principle. It's not how you compensate your executives, it's which executives you have to compensate in the first place. If you have the right executives on the bus, they will do everything within their power to build a great company, not because of what they will get for it, but because they simply cannot imagine settling for anything less. Their moral code requires building excellence for its own sake, and you're no more likely to change that with a compensation package than you're likely to affect whether they breathe. The good-to-great companies understood a simple truth. The right people will do the right things and deliver the best results they're capable of, regardless of the incentive system. Yes, compensation and incentives are important, but for very different reasons in good-to-great companies. The purpose of a compensation system should not be to get the right behaviors from the wrong people, but to get the right people on the bus in the first place and to keep them there.